You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with our sponsor, Mark Chabert from Paintsmith Long Beach. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sue.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
And compliments of the season.
I vowed on Friday.
Yeah.
I was never going to say Happy New Year again. It's over. It's done. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I vowed never to say compliments of the season. I'm just going to say complaints of the season because there's been nothing other than that.
And let me tell you now, I think 2025's got an awesome ring to it.
It has.
It's going to be a really good year.
Yeah.
And my man's coming in on the four more sleeps. I know he's going to, many people dislike him, Mr. Trump. But he's coming in.
Oh, is it your man?
It's going to be an exciting year.
Well, I think my man thinks the same way, you know.
It's going to be really exciting, and I think it's going to be even more exciting for Zone Radio.
I think so.
2025's got an awesome ring to it. Yeah. Going to be a lot of memories in 2025.
There's lots of memories and lots of memories that we can share about Zone Radio, you know. And I will say it over and over again. I can't thank the unicorn and Judy enough for giving me this chance to be on radio, to be on the other side talking, which I've never done in my life.
And it's awesome. They're all awesome people.
Awesome, you know, and the patience he's had with each and every one of us, you know. No wonder he's gone grey.
We were chatting just before we went on air, the first interview that you did with me.
Oh, my word.
A couple of years back. Can you remember that day?
I tried to forget it, but I can't. I keep seeing the unicorn pushing me left and right. Buttons were pressed and what a mess. But you know what? You stood there. You were drenched. And thanks to Sean and Debbie that just kept jabbing.
Is there a podcast? I would love to hear. I must be honest, I never thought of it again afterwards. There must be a podcast out on that first interview. I'm going to have to speak to the unicorn and chat.
I'll tell you, when we have a gathering, we play together, we can have a little laugh.
Things have changed since then.
I might shiver, you know, for the embarrassment.
But it's a lot of fun. I think we're here to have fun. We're here to educate.
That's what it's about.
And that's what it's all about.
So now, Mark, let's talk about the do's and the don'ts, I believe.
Okay.
All about paint.
Yes, we're going to talk about redecorating do's and don'ts. And this is aimed at the homeowner. Painting early summer, best time to do it.
Is this the time now?
No, we're running out of time now.
Really?
When I say running out of time, we're probably midway. A really good painting season starts in October. We haven't got the rain. The rain's behind us. The winds are behind us. January, February, still good months. February, unfortunately, hotter
than you should.
As a supplier of paint, it's a little bit hotter than it should be.
Yes.
But the homeowner can work around that. And we're going to discuss that a little bit as we go on. So, yes, in January, the temperatures are down a little bit. As we said, the rain is behind us.
We also had rain against us last year when we should have been able to paint in November and that we had rain.
We had rain. And funny enough, it's January and 2 days ago we had rain.
Yes.
Crazy. I'm not a, what were these people, climate change naysayer, but it's happening. Do we get rain in January? Yes, we get rain in December.
Yes.
But January we don't. But let's have a look at it. It's behind us. Things have dried out. And for those men that are lucky that are still on leave and still have a couple of pennies in the bank left over from their bonuses, now's the time to redecorate. Another important one is the kids are back at school.
That's right.
So peace and quiet in the house. there's no friends running around and splashing and water in the house and muddy feet and all the rest, but ideal time to paint.
Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes.
A paint on the wall and then it goes flaky and the white, like a white
paste. You get a chalky.
A chalky. What? Why did we that happen?
We're going to get to that. And it's a really interesting question. I get asked this all the time. And it goes down to what we're going to discuss today, preparation.
Perfect.
And that is a result of possibly poor preparation, or the other one is moisture in your walls. But that we're going to – I don't want to jump the gun.
Okay. But that's a good question.
That's a good question. We're definitely going to answer that. So if you ask any contractor, any painting contractor, any building contractor that's worth his salt, he's going to tell you that a good paint job relies on proper preparation. Unfortunately, the homeowner doesn't consider preparation. He sees the end result. But your end result is not going to be great if you haven't done the proper prep. And I see it every day with contractors. Contractors come and they go. Painters come and they go. Those that prep their clients' homes properly stay. Those that don't, they fall by the wayside. They're in business for a year or two. They disappear and they open up as car mechanics or fixing wooden fences or whatever the case is. Preparation is key. Any painting contractor will tell you that. The downside is you can put a really good quality paint on the wall, but if your preparation is not good, it's going to fail. And from my side as the owner of a paint business, the paint gets the bad rap. And it's, in fact, the preparation that has caused all the issues. With that in mind, we're going to talk on the best way to go about it. What the homeowner should have a look at. We're not talking to the contractor now. We're not talking about the contractor. We're talking purely about the homeowner. So there's a couple of methods you can go with painting, and it obviously depends on what you're going to paint. If you're doing home decorating walls inside, outside, then we immediately think of a brush and a roller. There are contractors out there that use high-pressure spray guns, etc., to paint, but this is aimed at the homeowner, brush and a roller. For those that are brave enough to attempt cupboard doors and in the kitchen, etc., then you can go, obviously, for your spray painting. But that's a different topic completely. Yeah.
And you need to know what you're doing there.
You've got to know what you're doing there. Yes. And the preparation for that is completely different to if you're painting a wall. If you're painting by hand, there's a couple of things we've got to have a look at. And please, I cannot emphasize this more, is mask up what you're not going to use.
That is very important.
We're lazy. Not only are we lazy, but as men, you're a married lady, so you know what we're all about. I can do this. I'm not messy. I can cut in properly. No, you can't. Or there is going to be a mistake, and it takes time to fix up that mistake. So tape off any surfaces that's not going to be painted. There are people that I've seen, homeowners, that don't put up tape. They don't cover their skirtings, etc., and it turns out all right. But you are going to get a better finish if you use tape. Tarpaulins, plastic sheets, Hessian covers, drop sheets. Use them. Please use them. I'm guilty of it. I remember during COVID, we painted anything that didn't move purely because you've been at home for 3 months.
Yeah.
And you go to the garage and there's a leftover tin of paint and there's a paintbrush. Let's go and paint. There's a couple of flower pots that the wife wants to paint. It's going to take care of 2 or 3 hours of the day. You've been at home for 2 weeks. You are going to knock over that little 1 liter drum of paint.
Yeah.
You are going to spill on your paving. You're going to make a mess. And Murphy's Law, please, buy drop sheets. You can use them over and over again, but use them.
Yeah, because, you know, you get focused on what you're doing. You don't notice what's next to you. Well, I'm clumsy, so it would happen to me anyway. I probably put my foot in the tin.
100%. You know? And if you're not concentrating, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Along with tarps and drop sheets and Hessian drop sheets, etc., there's a product out there called a Super Soaker. Now, the Super Soaker looks like a very thick dog's blanket, your dog's blanket that you buy at your pet shop. It looks as though it's 4 or 5 of these together with a little bit of plastic at the bottom. That stops you from walking paint throughout your house. If you're decorating a bedroom, You paint, you're spilling paint on the drop sheet. Great, it's keeping your paint off the floor. However, you moving up and down that drop sheet, you're standing in the paint, you leave the painting area, you come back after making your coffee, and there's white footprints all the way down the passage. Super Soaker comes in a 3 meter length, cut a piece of Super Soaker up, put it at your door, and as you walk out, it literally cleans your feet. You don't have to wipe your feet. It'll clean your feet.
That's amazing.
So think of the Super Soaker. you know that I've got a new little puppy.
Yes.
And this is where the Super Soaker is coming in handy for me. I'm going to go off the topic a little bit. We're not
fine.
Sticking to a schedule today.
No, it's the do's and don'ts.
We're sitting and talking nonsense. Yes. It's the first one of the year. This little Boerboel pup loves putting his paws in his water bowl. And then once he's done that, screaming up and down my parquet flooring and sliding. To him, it's a game.
Yes.
So our floors are constantly wet.
And for you, it's a nightmare.
I have now cut up a 2 meter strip of Super Soaker, put it at my front door. He runs over the Super Soaker. Guess what? Dry feet. Game over. This is not so much fun anymore. So there's myriad of uses for a Super Soaker. Get yourself a Super Soaker. That was painting by hand. Obviously, we spoke about spray painting.
Yes.
A little bit more involved. We're not going to go down that road. Let's have a look at painting your exterior, whether it's brick, whether it's plaster, cement blocks. Regardless of the substrate, your procedure on painting is pretty much the same. The most important thing, Sue, which the homeowner, the contractor, I must give them credit there, they come along day number one and they've got a high-pressure hose. Go and hire a high-pressure hose. Go to a hiring company, get a high-pressure hose and high-pressure hose your home. Right. That is the very first step.
So that's before you do anything,
before
just high-pressure.
Before you do anything. What that's going to do is, unfortunately, in the deep south where we are, we're sitting with two oceans.
Yep.
So whether the southeaster blows, we're getting salt coming off the sea there. And whether if the north blows, we're getting salt coming off the sea there. We have got salt on our walls. Whether you like it or not, do yourself a favor. When you get home, go and lick the wall. Don't let your wife watch. she's gonna want to admit you somewhere. Go and lick your walls. You will taste salt. There is salt on your walls. Taking your garden hose with a sprayer on the end of it's not going to do anything. All it's going to do is wet your walls. It's not going to get anything off. The other thing a high-pressure hose is going to do, Sue, it's going to get rid of any loose flakes of paint.
Yes.
It's going to get rid of all your salt. It's going to get rid of stuff that shouldn't be on the wall to start with. Spend the $400 for the day and hire a high-pressure hose. Critical. That's point number one. The other thing is get a high-pressure hose that you're going to get between 60 and 80 PSI coming out of there. And the reason I say this is we're not used to holding a high-pressure hose. And for most men, it's a lot of fun. It's like it's like a child with a hose pipe in the garden.
Yeah, if you're naughty, if you're mischievous like I know you are and many others I know, as I walk past, you will just spray me.
That's right. Yeah. That's high-pressure hose. Don't do that to your wife. You're going to hurt her. Get one that's not a hell of a lot of pressure on it. 60 to 80 PSI is great. And the reason for that is if you get something that's higher and you go to the plasterwork, for example, just above your brick course where you got your bricks and corners, if your builder has used a ratio of maybe a tad too much sand in his cement mix, you're going to chip off plaster on your walls. So keep it away. Keep it at a distance. Work from top down to bottom. Get rid of that salt.
How long then do you wait after you've done this?
Okay, now your walls, bearing in mind you have now pushed water into every nook and cranny in that home.
Yes.
I wouldn't wait more than, give it a day to dry out.
Okay.
Yeah, the trick comes in, don't wait longer than 48 hours or 2 days to start.
Because then you'd have to do it again.
Well, then you've got to do it, you've got to start all over again. So high-pressure hose, do it early in the morning, let it dry that afternoon. If we've got really good weather, tomorrow you can paint. It's not too much of a problem. That's if you haven't got cracks in your walls, you haven't got settling cracks, or you haven't got gouges or divots that you've got to fix, because remember, you're blowing the water into there.
So you need to sort those cracks out as well. So you need to say, okay, that needs to be done. And then because then you've also got to, you've got to wait for that to dry, because some of those cracks you need to open up.
You've got to open up 100%.
Yeah.
Preparing your home is not a rush job.
Yeah.
In fact, the painting of your home is going to take shorter for the period of time than it is to prep for painting.
Yes.
So don't rush it. It's a critical step, and it's a step we don't overlook. We spoke of drop sheets. Stick your drop sheets down on your floor. If you're looking at outside, if you've got painting around flower beds, put a drop sheet down. And the reason being, not because you're dropping paint onto your flowers or your wife's begonias, it's because the southeaster comes up.
True.
And now all of a sudden you're putting a beautiful fresh coat of paint on, the southeaster comes up or the wind gives a gust, and all of a sudden now you've got a textured wall where the sand is blown out from your garden beds. So your drop sheet is to not only to keep paint off the surface, but it's to keep whatever's underneath the drop sheet exactly where it belongs.
It's amazing. It's actually amazing just how important this drop sheet really is.
100%.
But you've got something else as well to sell. Haven't you got the one that you can stick?
It's an absolutely brilliant product. And we sold out.
You sold out?
We sold out. The supplier's bringing more this week. It's a fantastic drop sheet in that... it's not a drop sheet. I like to call it a coverall. Okay. It's a sheet of very, very thin plastic with built-in tape. So, and it comes in a length of, I think it's 50 meters. So that could literally go around your entire house. But it's so thin, you can put it on your walls. You can stick it over your window frames. You can put it over your furniture. And it's got its own built-in tape. And it's incredibly thin. When you finished with it, literally we had a wall that was 4.5, nearly 5 meters long, 2.5 meters high. When we took it off the wall, we rolled that coverall into a ball that fitted into the palm of my hand. So it's incredibly easy to dispose of. It also clings to the wall. It's almost as though it's got a static to it, so it clings to the wall. You haven't got this thing flapping in the... I must be honest, I don't know how effective it's going to be outside with a breeze blowing.
With the wind.
But on the inside, it works like an absolute
dream. So this you would recommend for inside more than outside.
Definitely, okay. Inside more than outside. Yeah. It's great if you've got sliding doors in your TV room or in your lounge. You've got these massive sliding doors that you want to protect. You're painting the ceiling. You're painting the area on top of it. It literally is... Cut a piece of 3 meter or 2 meter, whatever the length is, stick it on the door frame and leave it. It hangs there. And in fact, it clings to the window. So that helps it keep it there. When you're finished, there's no gentle pulling. It comes off easy. It's just sticky enough to hold it onto the window, but not sticky enough that you can't pull it off. So it's very, very easy. Okay, so now we've high pressure hosed.
Yes.
We've taken up all the loose paint. Walk around afterwards with a scraper just to make sure that you have got your loose paint off. An idea when you high-pressure hosing, don't always do it from directly onto your wall. Do it at an angle. Get that water under any loose paint, and the water's going to pop it off. Anything that's left over, scrape off. You now know that everything left on that wall isn't going anywhere. You've got everything... that you need, you've got off. Now comes the time to fix up little cracks, because you can see clearly now.
Yes.
You mentioned just now, if you've got little hairline cracks and you need to seal those hairline cracks, open them up. Use a paint scraper. Open that crack up so you can get some filler inside the crack. The trick is form a V. So use the end of the corner of your paint scraper, form a V, gouge a V into your wall. Your filler is now going to stick in there. A filler's not going to go into a hairline crack. Mm-mm. It's going to sit on the surface, and it's in fact done absolutely nothing. When you sand it, your crack's back again. So open up your crack. Once you've opened up your crack, what I like to do, if your crack's fairly large, prime it first. Go and get a good primer. Prime that crack first, then fill it in. Once you've filled it in and you've sanded it, critical, sand it afterwards to get it to the same height as the rest of your paint. Prime that as well. So you prime before you put your filler in. Just prime the crack that you've gouged out. Put your filler in. Reprime before you paint. You want that paint to stick to that completely. So that's the outside. Very, very quickly, the outside. High-pressure hose, drop sheets, open up cracks, prime, fill, prime. You're now ready for the coat of paint. We're going to talk about the actual painting in a second. Interior, very, very much the same. More damage can be done here. A lot more damage can be done here.
Because you can't actually power hose inside.
You can't power hose inside. Big problem. I was at a customer's house who was a heavy smoker. And the home was fairly old. It was a 1970s, early 1980s home. And the room was yellow from the nicotine. There's no amount of cleaning that's going to take that nicotine stains off. You cannot paint over the top of it. There, you've got to get a contractor in. He's got to take the plaster off the walls.
And replaster.
And you've got to replaster. Correct. But with the average Joe, sugar soap, wipe down the entire house with sugar soap or the entire room with sugar soap.
Yes.
Wash that sugar soap off with fresh water. So don't wash the wall with sugar soap. Let it dry and paint over it. Wash it off with water. Another small little tip. Take one of these microfiber cloths. If you've moved the bed because you've now moved everything into the center of the room, don't work around your furniture. Don't stand on your bed. My son painted his house. I nearly freaked. He stood on his bed. Just move the bed. But I can reach the ceiling, Dad. Yeah. No, move the bed. Put everything into the center of the room. Cover it.
Yes.
Cover it with that coverall that I was talking about. Cover it with black plastic bags. Open up, get a black plastic bag, cut it open, and drape that nightstand that you have or that chair that you've got in the corner.
Yes.
Cover it. Move everything into the center of the room. And you're going to do exactly the same procedure as you would outside. Any hairline cracks, open those hairline cracks, fill it up. Prime, then fill it up. Get the home looking nice. What I would also do there, we're all at fault. Everything's in the center of your room. Everything is nice and covered. You have now space to work. You have drop sheets on the floor. You're ready to go. You've got your cup of coffee ready. All the paintings and pictures and mirrors are off the wall. And we paint over those nails.
Over the nails.
Why?
Because that.
Because we're going to hang the picture back up again. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. If you need to redecorate your room, if it's your lounge or your dining room and you need to redecorate, you've now given it a fresh coat of paint and mommy comes home and she says, I bought this beautiful set of three paintings to hang up. Oh, I can't. I'm going to have to use the existing nails that I've just painted over. Take the nails out of the wall. Take the screws out of the wall. Take the wall plugs out of the wall and fill them up. Redo it. Start anew. Start with a fresh canvas. Yeah. Completely. Just by moving those couple of pictures or paintings to a different area of the room, a different wall in the room, it's going to change the entire room.
Yes, it does.
And it changes as good as a holiday. We've just come from the holidays. Change your room. So take those nails up.
We have a question. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Michelle says, good morning. Where does one get the super soaker, please?
Paintsmiths Long Beach.
There we go.
Paintsmiths Long Beach have got copious amounts. I say copious amounts of them. Michelle, we have them. If we haven't got them today, we'll get them tomorrow or we'll get them the day after. All our supplies are coming in slowly but surely and they're all starting to work. But you can't go wrong, Michelle, with the super soaker. I don't know whether you want it for paint or for puppies. But they work for both of them. Okay, so we've cleaned the walls. We filled the walls. We've sanded your filler down to get it to the same depth as the rest of your wall. We've masked areas that we don't want to paint. And here, I've got to also let you know, use blue painter's tape. It's a specialized painting tape. It doesn't sit. It doesn't sit on the wall like glue.
So what's it called? Blue?
Blue painter's tape. You go into a store, you'll see the masking tape, you'll see all sorts of other tapes, and this blue tape stands out.
And we also get this from Paintsmiths.
You get this from Paintsmiths. It's a glue. It's not going to leave any residues on your walls. It's going to peel off incredibly easy. It's enough to hold up the odd little drop sheet that you've got hanging up. But as a masking product, it's great.
It's great.
Take the top, you peel it off. It doesn't matter if you've left it on there for a day or two. It's going to come off easily, and it's not going to leave any residue, which is great. Cover your windows if you need to. I know it's a little bit of a pain. But again, Murphy, he comes around at the least expected times. The other thing, men, ladies, close your ears for this one. Once you've moved the furniture into the middle of the room and you've covered it with plastic and you've secured mommy's ornaments, her table, her dressing table, etc., and you've got super soakers lying around, you've got drop sheets lying around, and your windows have been taped up, and she walks into that room, she's going to be amazed. You are going to be the next topic at the Braai, because you've made her so proud that you've looked after everything she has, and you haven't done a sloppy job.
Look, wifey, no mess.
No mess. Do it. It works absolute wonders. What are you going to need for?
I have another question. Good morning, RJS. He says, hi, I have screeded wall that had a water leak and is now stained. Any idea on removing the stain?
Okay, not quite sure where the stain is. If it's on drywall or if it's on a ceiling, let it all dry out first of all. Let it dry out completely. Don't be in a hurry to cover it up. Once it's covered up, use a good primer on it and you can paint over that. But a stain can be hidden so long as that stain is dry. We've had situations where there's been ink. Use sugar soap. Get as much of that ink off as you can. And ink is a nasty thing to paint over because invariably it bleeds through the paint. But if you sand it, you prime it, you're going to be good to go. Primer is absolutely critical.
And he just says it's a wall. And he also says Trump is his man too.
Good man. We're not allowed to say it loudly. I've got a bottle of champagne in my fridge for the 20th. I know the unicorn doesn't like that idea.
Not at all. We've got 1 minute
We've got 1 minute. Oh, yes. My goodness. I'm going to have to come back again. I didn't realize I can talk this much nonsense.
I told you.
quick things. And this will take a minute. What are the tools that you're going to need to use before you paint?
Sorry, Mark. Yes. Our day's coming through again. He says, so paint over screeding.
Okay, what? It's a screed where? Is this a
wall? He says, it looks a wall. He says, any idea on removing stain is, and he's got a wall, and then he said, so paint over screeding.
Yes, yeah. Use sugar soap, get as much of that stain out as you possibly can, let it dry, good primer, and you can paint over the top of that. You can. We've probably got 30 seconds. Couple of tools to get ready. Have them before you start painting. Putty knives, have it ready. Ladders, have it ready. Don't get there and all of a sudden you need a ladder. Blue painter's tape, hessian covers, drop sheets. Small bucket of water and rags.
That's
critical.
Important. That's important.
Because you are going to make a mess. You've got a rag. You can quickly take that paint off before it dries.
Right.
Go in with a 5-liter bucket and a rag. Sandpaper, screwdrivers to take out screws.
Very important.
Take off door hinges. Take off cupboard knobs.
Mark's on a roll here.
A two-liter ice cream container. If you're taking bits and pieces out of your wall, off your doors, etc., while you're painting, put your screws and nuts and bolts in an ice cream container. Not on the windowsill, guys, because I can promise you when you go back to put it together, you've lost two screws and a washer. Stick in an ice cream container, any bits and pieces. I can't think of any brushes and rollers, the basics.
Very important, very important. So that's it. That's it for now. Coming back sometime. Mark, thank you for coming in.
It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was a fun one. And thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge and expertise. And also, your shop has got just about everything that you can provide for everybody in this valley and afar.
Absolutely. You know. So if we haven't got what you want,
you will get it.
We will get it for you.
Yes. And you will also go on site to help people and advice. And that's what's nice. So, Mark, just tell everybody where you're situated, because I know it's painted Long Beach. Where are you situated?
We're situated at the Shell Garage, where the KFC is, Shell Garage, VDE, the spa. We're in that complex, right in the corner next to VDE. When you fill up with petrol at Shell, you look straight into our shop.
There we go. So, Mark, thank you, and we'll see you.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back shortly.
Well, indeed. Thanks a lot.
Have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.